The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed in the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to empower your health. This is The Delirious Cure with Johnny Delirious. Johnny is virus-free for over 15 years to date and found effective therapies not commonly known. Now, he'll bring you the experts, doctors, and PhDs with that valuable information to help you stay healthy. Here's your host, Johnny Delirious.
Today we have Sherfu Jonathan Walker, PhD, founder and CEO of Chisage Body Systems, LLC. And I wanted to just say a little bit about him before I introduce him. He uses expertise to help people who seek complementary or alternative health for chronic health conditions through his knowledge of traditional Western medicine, traditional Chinese, and Japanese healthcare modalities. He uses a synergistic approach that's earned him recognition in both the medical and martial arts communities and has resulted in his being inducted into several national and international halls of fame. Motivational speaker who imparts self-empowerment methods and tools for successfully dealing with life issues. He's the author of Does That Make Sense? Everyone's Guide to Personal Empowerment and Success. Welcome, Sherfu.
Thank you.
You know, I bought your book and read it, and I was fascinated by it, and the excerpt you have on the front of your book just really knocked my socks off. Here it is. Most people can't define success for themselves because they're looking in the wrong place for it. We generally have our sights set on the success that someone else has achieved and want it for our own. You say we each have a gift. All you have to do is identify what your gift is. Once you've identified your gift, you need to capitalize on it. Does that make sense? So what you're saying is, it's the author's success that they're selling, and the reader doesn't realize that they need to identify their own strengths and their own talents and go for their success.
Correct.
Right?
Correct, Robert. Correct. That whole idea came to me after I spent many, many dollars and much time trying to find success by looking at someone else's path.
Well, not one person in a million would figure that out. I'm telling you, it really just struck me. Now, just for the audience's sake, I wanted to tell the audience that Sherfu is a Chinese term. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here.
Okay.
Chinese term for teacher, and it's also a title of respect, teacher or master, and it's a title of respect. So that's why it's added to the beginning of Mr. Walker's name. But the other things at the end of his name, the PhD and all this other stuff, that doesn't... Well, he has PhD, LPN, RMT, CHT, and he's finally a CEO. So this guy is, he's really something. So let me tell you, you have studied and you practice the martial and the healing arts of Tai Chi. Qigong, Reiki, and also hypnotherapy.
Yes.
Can you tell us just a little bit about these? These are some, you know, they are things that people have heard of, but maybe not entirely familiar with.
Okay, Robert. I'll start with Tai Chi. Tai Chi is pretty much a popular term around the world now.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't think people really understand what it is or what it means. Contrary to popular opinion, people think that Tai Chi is an art for older folks that looks like an exercise. Actually, Tai Chi translates meaning grand or ultimate terminus. And it's an ancient Chinese philosophy that encompasses the union of mind, body, and spirit.
Okay.
Tai Chi Chuan, another term that people don't use as often,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes confused with Tai Chi, is almost the same but not exactly. Tai Chi Chuan is translated as grand or ultimate fist or boxing, and it's a Tai Chi philosophy applied to motion. Most
okay.
people don't distinguish the two and thereby don't really understand Tai Chi as an art itself. Tai Chi is a highly elevated way of thinking as a philosophy.
I see.
Tai Chi Chuan, on the other hand, is a highly elevated way of taking that thought process and applying it to action.
See, I didn't know the difference. I didn't know there was a difference there. So that's very interesting. So one of them is essentially an action-oriented martial arts, and the other one is a very evolved philosophy.
Yes, yes, Robert. And to bring those together, they're not separate, and nor should they ever be considered separate, because then you don't have the art. What you have is some hybrid, maybe a sport or an exercise activity.
Okay.
Basically, there are five popular types of Tai Chi around the world, or family styles. They're called Chen style, which is the original that comes out of Chen village in China.
Mm-hmm.
Yang style, which is the more popular and practiced worldwide. Sun style, Wu style, and Ho style. I'm actually versed in Chen, Yang, and Sun style.
Wow.
Took quite a while to put those things under my belt. So
I'll
basically, listeners should understand that even though Tai Chi is popular, not a lot of people really understand what it is. Qigong, on the other hand, is a energy work. If we took the word Qigong and broke it down, we would break it into Qi, which means vital, life, energy,
uh-huh.
and Gong, which means work.
Okay.
So if we put them together, we have vital life energy work, or work hard at keeping your vital life's energy productive.
Okay.
Basically, there's several forms of Qigong. There's a medical Qigong. I'm versed in one particular medical Qigong called Qing Lung Song Dian Mi Si Gong Fa.
Okay, I'll take it from you. Okay, buddy.
I'll translate that. Basically, that translates as three secret points of the Green Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a medical Qigong that a practitioner does on clientele. There's also a health Qigong, and people are a little more familiar with that. That's a set of exercises you do to cultivate that energy for self, done by self. There's also a religious Qigong. If you've ever heard of Falun Gong, at one point that was pretty controversial coming out of China.
Yes.
Religious Qigongs are based in Confucianism, Taoism, or Buddhism. And their practices generally were confined, until the 20th century, generally confined to priests and monks.
Mm-hmm,
then there's spiritual Qigong, which is more of the highly spirited part of the Eastern arts that most Westerners practice, such as meditations, mantras, or prayers for spiritual enlightenment. And finally, there's martial Qigong, of which Tai Chi is a type.
Uh-huh, okay.
So we have basically those five that, of course, as time evolved, they developed a lot of hybrids and extended there from family practice.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. That's quite extensive. Now, what about Reiki and hypnotherapy?
Well, Reiki equates somewhat to Qigong. Reiki is a Japanese healing technique for stress reduction and relaxation that promotes self-healing.
Mm-hmm.
Rei means universal or spiritual guidance. And Qi means vital life force. There we have the same term again.
Okay.
Therefore, Reiki is a self-healing process that one uses their vital life force to bring themselves to enlightenment and healing through spiritual guidance. Now, okay. Reiki is the Japanese counterpart to Qigong. As a matter of fact, Reiki and Qigong share a lot of the same basic practices. Reiki, however, is very eclectic, from its originator, Dr. Yusui, down to, actually I'm from that lineage, down to myself, there are hundreds, probably even thousands different types of Reiki that are practiced worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Just passing because one of my wife's masseuses is versed in Reiki, certain type Reiki, and I don't know which one, but...
Yes, that's a common place to find practitioners in the massage world who also practice Reiki. As a matter of fact, in my Reiki school, we have a few massage therapist practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come in with hypnosis. Hypnosis doesn't really sound like it falls in line with these other Eastern practices, but hypnosis actually came from abroad, came from Europe. A guy named Mesmer created hypnosis or came up with it. And hypnosis, most people associate with stage performance. They think it's that thing where you get on stage and the person puts you in a trance and makes you do those goofy things and crazy things like quack like a duck.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Actually, stage hypnosis is a practice, but it's not the practice of hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy itself uses hypnosis to help a person achieve a desired effect or result. It's actually a state of relaxation that allows the subconscious mind to bypass what we call the critical factor and come to the forefront of the conscious mind. Now, critical factor is that part of your mind which says things are right or wrong,
mm-hmm.
or I should or should not do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we let that wall come down, then the subconscious, which is free of all guilt and collects anything and everything, will come to the forefront, and a person then is more likely at that point to accept whatever it is they wish to desire and achieve without going through the conflict of deciding whether it's right or wrong.
I see. Well, you know, this is my argument against people just wholesale watching a whole lot of scary movies,
mm-hmm.
because in my opinion, the inner self just takes this in. To the inner self, it's truth, and it creates a fear factor in the individual, but I digest. Okay, so what would you use, just what are some examples of how you could use hypnotherapy in healing?
Well, let's take smoking and weight loss. They're the most popular out there. If a person wants to quit smoking, there's a technique where you can become a non-smoker in one session.
Wow.
Weight loss is another thing, depending on how much weight a person desires to lose. If we're talking about morbid obesity, then we're talking about hypnosis over a period of time.
I see, uh-huh. Just to keep it reinforced in there, I see.
Yes, yes. And of course, you know, the client, the person wishing these desires has to have the desire and not be self-sabotaging, has to have the desire to really want to do this or it's not going to work.
I see. Well, it seems to me that many times that's a problem. Yeah. Do you really want to do this? Some people that go to doctors or therapists, they like dare the physician or the practitioner to get them well. Anyway, we have to take a break here.
Okay.
And I'm Robert Peruker. I'm in for Johnny. I'm happy to be with Dr. Jonathan Walker, and we'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Z-Cream is advanced skin cream for skin repair, rejuvenation, anti-aging, and anti-wrinkling. Z-Cream has the finest European ingredients with super antioxidants for safe and natural results. People with sensitive skin rave about Z-Cream. Why pay hundreds of dollars for an inferior skincare product? Now you too can have that Hollywood youthful glow and pick up two jars and receive a third jar for free during our limited promotional offer. See the comparisons to other top skin cream brands on our website, www.zcream.com.
Income Property Investment Talk with Peter Mosca and Dean Issa provides homeowners and investors eager to invest well in real estate the knowledge, resources, and tools necessary to generate significant wealth. Our focus will be the paradigm. Live where you want. Invest where it makes the most sense. Listen live to the brightest minds in real estate investment every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. That's Income Property Investment Talk with Peter Mosca and Dean Issa, where America learns to invest.
Listen for The Right Turn with J.J. O'Malley. It's an insider's look at America's fastest-growing motorsports series, the Grand-Am Rolex Sports Car Series, presented by Crown Royal Cask Number 16. You'll hear about what happened last weekend and get a preview of what's coming up next. From the Rolex 24 at Daytona through Watkins Glen International, Mid-Ohio, Laguna Seca, right up to the championship at Homestead Miami Speedway. The Right Turn with J.J. O'Malley, broadcast live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on the Power Up Motorsports Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Delirious Cure with Johnny Delirious. If you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to jdelirious59111@yahoo.com. That's jdelirious59111@yahoo.com. Now, in the best interest of your health, let's get back to the program.
All right. I'm Robert Peruker, and welcome back to The Delirious Cure. I'm here with Sherfu Jonathan Walker, and he has written a book called Does That Make Sense? Everyone's Guide, Guide to Personal Empowerment and Success. So, Dr. Walker, I understand that you have some personal health reasons for getting involved in the arts. You're a highly developed martial artist and philosopher of the martial arts. I guess you would say that. You're going to have to correct me on this.
No, you're right on spot there.
All right. But something happened, and you changed your direction, and you started to incorporate getting involved in the healing arts. Can you tell me about that a little bit?
Sure. Well, I'll take everybody back to when I was younger, say about the eighth grade. I had made up my mind at that point that I wanted to be a doctor, a medical doctor. I wanted to study medicine, and I actually had targeted to go to university in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
And was all set to do that. Of course, that time, that was late in the mid to late 60s, and our country was pretty in unrest at the time, and things didn't work out, and I couldn't afford to go to medical school at Temple, is where I wanted to go. But my desire was because I personally had a lot of medical problems as a youngster. I dealt from birth with defective kidneys that left me having renal stones or kidney stones every 2 to 3 years and a battery of doctor's visits on, oh, God, it's just like...
Wow.
I lived at the doctor's office after a stone.
Yeah, that's terrible. That really is. That's terrible there.
Yeah, I imagine I was probably the only one at that time in the 60s that was legally in school on narcotics.
I can believe it.
To keep pain down, yeah.
Right, that pain is intense.
And so intense, Robert, that I missed one entire semester in middle school. And, because of the pain, not necessarily a stone, but because of the pain, and by the time it was resolved, the whole semester had passed.
Wow.
I also, later on, in high school, suffered a head injury from playing basketball. I was never the athletic type, and I don't know what made me go out and try that, but when I did, it was the wrong thing to do. It left me with a hearing impairment, head injury, vertigo, seizures, and for about 6 to 12 months, a lot of other medical complications that came of that through my high school years.
Wow.
Before I got out of high school, I also got in an accident, so to speak, in a car wash where I worked as a teenager, where I got pinned between a couple cars and got my knees crushed. Walked quite funny for quite a while, could never really stood up straight after that until later when I was about 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So as a young adult, I had my generous portion of health challenges. A little later after that, during my earlier young adult years, I was involved in a series of motor vehicle accidents and a construction accident. One accident was very serious. It was down in Kentucky where I was a passenger of a car that went off of an overhead ramp 50 foot up. And when it landed, the next thing I knew was a day later, and I was in a hospital and temporarily blind for about 3-4 days.
Wow.
So I took a traumatic head injury there. At one point there, I used to drive my own truck, 18-wheeler.
Uh-huh.
And coming across the interstate in the middle of the night, a car driver, obviously sleepy, ran me off, cut me off, and I ended up in a ditch and popped out of the front windshield of that vehicle, that truck, and ended up 50 foot down the road and woke up 3 days later in a hotel.
Boy. You're making me cringe here, Doc.
Boy. When I talk about with this with my wife, she still says, I don't know how you're alive today.
I don't either. I have a friend that it was driving on the correct side of the road in California,
mm-hmm.
and a motorcycle took the inside lane, and he was really, really blasting it. And they had a wreck, and the motorcycle guy was fine, and my friend ended up with double vision and headaches, and it didn't get better until he was helping somebody else. About 4 years later, still mm-hmm. had double vision. I don't know mm-hmm. what he was doing on the roof, but he fell off of the roof and landed exactly flat on his back and didn't hit his head too hard.
Oh, my God.
But it corrected his double vision.
Well, that might be the hard way to do it. Well, that wasn't enough. As I continued to move into my young adult years in the early, mid-20s, I had the happy occasion to have contact twice with live tuberculosis. And
really?
Ended up on state-controlled medications for a year to try to rehab that.
Uh-huh.
So by the time I was 40, Robert, I was a medical marvel and a walking mess.
It sounds like it. Is that when you got involved in martial arts seriously?
Actually, yeah. 40 years old is when I got involved in Tai Chi. I had been in other arts prior to that, but it was at that point that I finally walked into the door of a Tai Chi studio.
Mm-hmm. Well, how has that helped you along?
Well, let's say from having the knees crushed and my legs, my gait being really unusual for quite a while, after about 1 year of studying Tai Chi, I never realized it until a person walked up to me and said, you know, something's wrong with your legs. They're not the way they usually are. And when I took notice of it, what had happened is they had corrected.
Uh-huh.
I was standing straight for the first time since I was a young kid.
Wow, that's terrific.
And the thing that was really amazing about it, Robert, was that that wasn't my goal. My goal was I felt myself at this point to be, you know, a really medical mess, and at 40 years old, you start thinking about end-of-life issues and the other end-of-life itself, and you
right.
wonder, am I going to die in pain and agony, or am I just going to sleep away?
Uh-huh.
And at this point, I kind of pondered that and thought, well, if I got that benefit of walking and standing and improving my gait when there wasn't an intention, I wonder what I could do if there was an intention. And that started the process.
In other words, taking action.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Taking
yes.
action.
I had had prior martial arts experiences. Like most kids, when I was young, my father sent my brother and I down to the local Y because, you know, as boys, we were a little rough around the house. So he sent us to join a local judo course.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after I got beat up and thrown around down there, I thought, well, this is not what I want to do.
Yeah, you're the throwing bag the first few months, right?
Yeah. You know, I could beat my brother up, but, of course, those guys down there weren't my brother, so that didn't work out too well.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until I got to college, nursing school, years later, that I decided to pursue martial arts again, and I got involved in an art from Korea called Taekwondo.
Mm-hmm.
Well, being selected two males out of 300 to enter the nursing school to actually be qualified and get a seat, I wanted to make sure that I was in great health, so I thought I would get into these arts again and try to do something for myself personally, and ended up breaking 12 bones in one foot and threatened my college time there.
Mm-hmm, I can see that.
And, of course, again, I looked at that and said, well, something's definitely wrong here. This is not working either. So So it wasn't again until, as I said before, until I was 40 when I actually walked into a school and that teacher looked at me and after hearing my history said, well, you know, for your age and health conditions, which really I took offense to at the time, he said, maybe you should try Tai Chi. And I never heard of it before. And I said, well, I don't want to, but if you insist, we'll start there. And, of course, I'm happy now that I did. But he actually was the door that opened changes in my life.
Mm-hmm. And you became quite technically proficient. And is this the same master teacher that invited you over and you went through your, I guess, I don't know if you'd call them katas and Tai Chi or just what, but your exercises? And he said, well, you're a good imitator, but you don't know anything about Tai Chi.
Actually, Robert, no, that wasn't him. This teacher I'm speaking of, his name was Leon Trescott L. Bay. He gave me my foundation in Tai Chi and proved to me at 45 years old I could be a top-ranked martial arts, Tai Chi martial arts competitor for the U.S. team to go to China.
Oh, wow.
Which was something that, you know, even had me sitting back on my heels. And it wasn't until after many years of competition and, I say this gingerly, ego-stroking myself about the great achievements that I had, that I ran into a true master and not taking anything from my original teacher. And his name was Joseph Hua, who said to me, let me see you do your Tai Chi. And I said, of course. And I did it, my top competitive style. And then he said those fatal words.
Yeah.
That's really good, but it's not Tai Chi. And, of course, at that point, I was totally bent at him, and I was, you know, my ego got totally in the way, and I thought, well, who does he think he is?
Yeah, isn't it interesting? You have to deal with all these other things, and then you have to deal with yourself as the ego part of yourself.
Yes, and that's where I got beat up the most, you know, my ego beating myself. Once I put that ego out of the way and I sat down and talked with Master Joe, he explained to me, he said, you know, the movement is good, but there's nothing inside.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuck with me. That stuck with me. After that, he set me down and fed me, and unfortunately, a few months later, he was dead from a horrible accident.
Wow.
But it was those words that rang out to me from his grave.
Yeah, it changed you.
Yes, definitely changed me and propelled me into what is the art and what is it intended to be and what should I be doing with it. And it's those questions that I answered over time that gave me many more doors to walk through and had me realize that my purpose and my intent in this life is to help other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really terrific because it takes... Some people never discover their true purpose. Some people think they have their true purpose. There's probably 99% of the practicing attorneys out there, if you took them aside and really asked them, hey, are you really happy doing this? They'd say, well, you know, if I could do something else and make the kind of money I'm making or do whatever I would like, I'd just love to do it, but I just can't get away from it. You know, so.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I understand. I know some doctors that are the same way. They, you know, I'd sure like to do something else because they're working 24/7. It seems they're just on a treadmill.
Yeah,
alrighty.
Those two things don't seem to be the same.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna have to take a break here. I'm with Sherfu Jonathan Walker, and we will be right back. This is Robert Peruker on the Delirious Cure.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hepatitis C Cured shows the step-by-step recovery journey from hepatitis A, B, and C by Johnny Delirious. In 1992, doctors told Johnny he had only 8 months to live, and he had to have a liver transplant to survive. Johnny rolled the dice and healed himself with natural therapy and has been free of all hepatitis antibodies and viruses for over 16 years. The book tells exactly what he did to heal. Visit www.johnnydelirious.com for more information about how you can get a copy of Hepatitis C Cured.
Money. We love it, we hate it, and everything in between. You can be the master of your life and your own economics.
I've got the power.
Join Professor Laurie Lamantia each week for the program, Making Peace with Money. Laurie will help you realize the power to create fulfillment in your life and shed new light on your money madness. You'll learn how to make peace with money and feel the joy and freedom renewed in your life. Making Peace with Money is broadcast live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
To perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Delirious Cure with Johnny Delirious. If you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to jdelirious59111 at yahoo.com. That's jdelirious59111 at yahoo.com. Now, in the best interest of your health, let's get back to the program.
Hi there, I'm Robert Peruker. We're back with The Delirious Cure, and we've got Sherfu Jonathan Walker, a martial arts master and a healing arts master. So, since you found so much success with Tai Chi, why have you expanded in the practices of Qigong and Reiki and hypnotherapy, for instance?
Well, Robert, after I found true definition of Tai Chi, and I often tell all my students and anyone that looks to go into the martial arts, you should really practice, or any art for that matter, you should practice an art until you have mastered the art. When you have gotten to that point, you'll see that any other interest that you have is going to be the same thing. It'll just be a matter of a different scenario, but the process, the truth, and this is what art brings, the truth will be the same. Once you find truth, you'll find it has many faces. So as I found Tai Chi, a philosophy, not a sport, not an exercise, but as an art and a philosophy, I started to look around and say, you know, I've benefited quite a bit from this, and I have a responsibility. There are a lot of people, generations, thousands of years, back as far as 5,000 years, who are responsible for me having this knowledge. I have to do something with it in a responsible manner, and that is to share it with others. However, how can I reach more people and give them more options so that they, too, might have the opportunity to see what I saw? And I started to look around and found that Qigong, of course, being a part of Reiki, part of Tai Chi, and Reiki being similar, and hypnotherapy, even strangely, hypnotherapy being similar to what we do in meditation.
Right.
I said, well, if I can get into these arts, and this basically at that time was to help my students out in my school, rather than to charge them more money and have them go out and take these same courses that I take, how about if I take the monies that they're supporting me with and get the education and bring it back to them?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and took a Qigong course. I went and took a Reiki course. I went and took a hypnotherapy course. And I took it to the point where I could become an instructor, a teacher, or certified to lead folks in it, so I can bring that message back.
So let me go back just a little bit. So what you're saying to our listeners here is, if you begin something that you really want to practice or learn, master it.
Yes.
Master it. Don't just try at it. Don't just try. Do, as you say in your book.
Yes, do. So many people use the word try. Well, I've tried that and it didn't work. You know, there's a radio station that has a commercial on it, and they're always saying that diets don't fail, people fail. No, I'm sorry, they say people don't fail, diets fail. I say, no, it's wrong. People fail. If someone has a proven process, how is it a failure?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, by process of substitution and elimination, the failure is on the person.
Right.
The Tai Chi, Qigong, Reiki, and hypnotherapy being universal truths or universal processes or proven processes. So it's totally ridiculous, or as my title says, does it make sense for one to say that it doesn't work?
Well, people, I see a lot of weight loss programs out there, but I think the real deceptive part in all this, I think probably most of these systems would work, as does just pushing back and eating less, exercising a little bit more, but it's deceptively difficult to really lose weight. I mean, it really, truly is. But you teach adult workshops, classes, and you also provide one-on-one services.
Yes.
So do you have some examples of success stories that you've witnessed using your methods and techniques in these Eastern modalities?
I certainly do, Robert. I have a good one that I'm going to save for last because I just got this information. I met with this guy the other day. Some of the more common things, I work a lot with post-surgical breast cancer rehabilitation.
Stroke. Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Stroke rehab, common low back pain. Everybody in America has common low back pain. And basically because of posture. Arthritis is a big one. Hypertension, diabetes, dysmenorrhea. A lot of women have problems in the reproductive system. Menopause, obesity at all levels. Joint replacement rehabilitation, another big thing coming up because of the progress in the medical field, Western medicine. Mm-hmm. Joint replacement rehabilitation, and numerous other things that deal with stress management, and you name it, Robert, and I've probably come in contact with it. I specifically had a man, a senior, who had suffered a stroke and had been through 12 years of rehab.
Oh, my goodness.
And he wasn't satisfied. He nor his wife were satisfied with his rehabilitation, and he said, you know, my doctor says this is the best I'm going to have, but I feel like I can do more, and he tells me no. I said, well, walk in my door. I never say no. And after 1 year, he went from what we call a slapping gait, which is the involved side not being able to lift up high enough to step to put the heel down.
Yes, uh-huh.
He actually overcame that in 1 year, where he no longer had a slapping gait.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Right, exactly.
Yes, you know, stroke victims, as they walk, they usually have 1 foot that drags.
Right.
But it's just a matter of building up the muscle, but it's very entailed. And as I said before, if it's going to be an art, you have to put your total self into it if you want to get something out of it. And he did that using these processes.
That's really wonderful.
My mother-in-law, she's had a problem for, God, I don't know how many years, because of a scoliosis, where she was told many, many years ago by a doctor who I'm sure was very competent and did the best he could at that time, that she shouldn't sleep on her back. So, of course, she didn't do that for 40 years. And she would always say, well, you know, I was told not to sleep on my back. I said, well, let's consider your doctor is resting in peace now and technology has moved in the last 40 years. Let's give it a try. We'll try some new techniques. She is my constant and persistent client. I see her twice a month, every month, for the last 5 years, and she's made leaps and bounds. Not only is she sleeping on her back any position she chooses to, she's doing things at 73 years old that you just wouldn't believe a 73-year-old would do.
Well, that's terrific. Well, what would you do with, say, an infant or a young person that's got scoliosis? Can you do anything with Reiki or massage or anything like that for them?
Yes. I haven't had a lot of experience with children or infants, but it's not that it's impossible or not probable. It's just that I haven't had that clientele come. You really have to work with the parent there.
Okay.
Because they need to develop habits. And we all have habits. Our crux is when we develop habits, they're generally associated with bad habits. But if we look at things in a sense of Tai Chi in the yin and yang scenario, mm-hmm. if you can have a habit that's bad, then you can develop a habit that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at the parents there and we tell them there are some definite things that you need to do with that child for scoliosis. Number one, never limit yourself to what traditional medicine says. Scoliosis
right.
is a chronic scenario.
Mm-hmm.
The Western medical field has the market on acute scenarios, but Eastern medicine has the market on chronic scenarios.
That's kind of the difference between a disease process medicine or an allopathic medicine and like preventative medicine or a wellness type of medicine. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely. When we talk about chronic scenarios, we're talking about lifestyle changes. We're not talking about having the flu and you take a pill and it's gone with rest and medication. We're talking about something that's going to be with you for the rest of your life, which means you have to adapt to it to get the higher quality of life out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, my wife also went through quite a thing here. She suffered from what they call atrial fibrillation for many years.
Oh, that's debilitating.
Oh, definitely, definitely. She would get into tachycardia as high as 300 beats per minute and have to be cardioverted in order for her to bring the heartbeat down.
Now, what did you just say?
Cardioverted, that means they had to put the paddles to her.
Oh, I see, okay.
Right, you know, they put the what mm-hmm. they normally would do to bring a person to life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the medics would have to put these paddles on her and turn on the juice to slow the heart down rather than start it up.
Right, how to wake up your brother-in-law that you don't like.
Yes.
Sorry.
I'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, I had a friend that had tachycardia. He told me, he says, well, I tried meditation, but my heart was racing so fast, the only thing I could think of to do was to go to sleep. He said, if I woke up, I guess I was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife pretty much ran into the same kind of mind frame after a while. The tachycardia itself was taken care of down at Johns Hopkins Hospital. We ran into a new technology that came out from Europe, and we were fortunate enough to be accepted down there. So we went down there and spent a weekend. She had this five-hour operation, Robert, that when it was over, the doctor said she's cured. However, when we spoke about chronic scenarios, think of the psychology of pain and the anticipation, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of time before you actually realize that on a psychological level. So Tai Chi, hypnotherapy, Reiki, and Qigong has helped her tremendously overcome that which medical intervention did not do in the operating room.
That's very interesting. I you know, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting you again, but pushing a couple of buttons here. I've got the fellow that had the auto accident. Well, he doesn't see double anymore, but he still has migraine headaches, and they're terrible.
Mm-hmm.
If he bends over, like I was stacking split wood. Now he said, "Well, here I'll help you out." And, you know, and he helped me out for an hour, and then after that, he had to go take his meds and go to bed because when he bends over, he gets migraine. He knew he was going to get a migraine, so this would probably help him there too.
I have a cure for you for him.
Okay,
tell him to sip hot water as he would tea, but just hot water.
Okay,
it's just that simple.
All righty. Okay, we're going to have to take a break here. This is Robert Peruker in for Johnny Delirious on the Delirious Cure, and I have the pleasure of being here with Surefoot Jonathan Walker, a master martial artist and master healer. We'll be right back.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Z-Cream is advanced skin cream for skin repair, rejuvenation, anti-aging, and anti-wrinkling. Z-Cream has the finest European ingredients with super antioxidants for safe and natural results. People with sensitive skin rave about Z-Cream. Why pay hundreds of dollars for an inferior skincare product? Now you too can have that Hollywood youthful glow and pick up two jars and receive a third jar for free during our limited promotional offer. See the comparisons to other top skin cream brands on our website, www.zcream.com.
Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Are you interested in knowing the scoop on poop? It might be an unusual topic, but the truth is that it fascinates most everyone. Brenda's Poop Scoop with host Brenda Watson takes a look at digestive health from the inside out. We'll cover colonics, detox, IBS, weight loss, constipation, and more. You'll learn to look at your gut first in tackling health concerns. Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time for Brenda's Poop Scoop on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to The Delirious Cure with Johnny Delirious. If you have a question or comment about the program, please send an email to jdelirious59111@yahoo.com. That's jdelirious59111@yahoo.com. Now, in the best interest of your health, let's get back to the program.
All right, welcome back to The Delirious Cure. I'm Robert Brueker. I'm sitting in for Johnny. I've got Sherfu Jonathan Walker. He's with Chisage Body Systems. It's a martial and healing arts organization. You can get in touch with him at www.QUISSAGEBODYSystems, just like it sounds, .org. So he's also written a wonderful book. It's a quick read, but it's very much to the point, and it's just great for certain audiences. It's Does That Make Sense? Everyone's Guide to Personal Empowerment and Success. And you can go to www.QUISSAGEBODYSystems.org and order this book. I ordered it and read it, and I love it. So welcome back, Dr. Walker.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Can you tell me just a bit more about I went into the fact that my friend had an automobile accident, and he subsequently, well, I think it was not subsequently, but, well, he had double vision, but on top of that, he's also had migraines all his life, and I believe his father had migraines all his life. So, what would you suggest to him?
Well, a very simple cure that I learned with one of my teachers, one of my Chinese teachers, was that migraines are basically due to constriction of the vessels in the neck that lead into the base of the skull.
Okay.
And when you have constrictions, you have net narrowing.
Mm-hmm.
One very easy way to dilate those without pharmacology that you can do at home is to just sit and boil yourself a pot of hot water, pour it in a cup, and sip it like you would tea.
Okay.
That water, being the simplest fluid on the face of the earth and probably in our universe, will go directly into your system. And as it does, it will help dilate those constrictions.
Sure. Well, that makes sense. I was, you know, I had available here nearby a sauna where they can get it quite hot in there, and you can stay in there for 10 minutes and raise your body temperature to, I don't know, 104 or so.
Yes.
But frankly, I was afraid to take him over there. I didn't know what kind of reaction he would have, you know?
Yeah. The first time I got him in a sauna, Robert, I couldn't believe how hot the water was supposed to be. I was at a hotel. I went to the front desk and said, you know, I think there's something wrong. That water is over 100 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oh, no, that's the way it's supposed to be. And I thought, man, am I going to boil myself or what?
Right.
I didn't realize that, you know, those hot tubs and saunas were that warm. The thing about saunas and hot tubs, they work on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good remedy for muscles and joints. But when we're talking about getting down to the vascular system, we really need to readdress that issue. And as I said earlier, if we use this yin-yang theory, if we work from the inside out, where the source of the problem is, more than likely we have better results.
Okay. Well, what was one of your, what would you say is your greatest achievement from using these healthcare practices?
Well, Robert, I think actually there are two great achievements. One's a personal victory, and the other's a client's victory.
Okay.
I'll give you my personal victory first. It would be when I had a hip dysplasia, undiagnosed, unfounded hip dysplasia, at one point where there was so much inflammation in my hip that my hip socket was slipping out of joint.
Oh, man.
That's painful.
Yeah, it really was. And it did it, you know, at no moment's notice. And, of course, I'm still active in teaching the martial arts, so it really presented a challenge for me to teach on a regular basis and do any kind of movement around. So, of course, I went to my doctor, and as I went there, he and I cooperatively worked together from east and west once I told him what I did, and we put together an exercise program or a rehab program that I did in the course of teaching my classes. Now, that wasn't the victory. The victory was, as we started to investigate why this dysplasia was there, I had what they call a total bone scan.
Okay.
And this doctor came back with a report and said, you know, the only thing we can find in this bone scan is maybe a little arthritis here or there, but nothing really significant or remarkable, except you have this mass in your pelvis. Now, of course, that caught me off guard, and I said, what do you mean a mass in my pelvis? He said, there's a mass, and you need to check with your urologist. I said, well, why do I have to do that? You know it's there. You tell me what your impression is. He says, well, I'm not a urologist. I said, okay, when we get through with the semantics, just tell me what you think. And that
right.
made me think about Johnny's book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So he finally said, you know, it could be cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I said, fine. No, I can deal with that. And I went to a urologist. Well, as I went to my urologist, we sat there and we did a very simple in-office exam. Because of technology today, you know, we could determine right there before I left the office that it wasn't cancer.
That's good.
And as I sat there speaking with that doctor, the same doctor that was a urologist for me since I was younger and dealt with the birth defective kidneys,
mm-hmm.
I said to him, as we were closing the visit, I said, well, what do you think about my kidneys? How are my kidneys now? He said, what do you mean? Kidneys are fine. I said, well, are they fine for my condition and my age now? Or, you know, do I still have that medullary sponge? And he said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, no, your kidneys are fine. I said, well, I have medullary sponge kidneys. And he said, no, you don't. Who told you that? I said, you did.
When I was little.
You know, he said, Robert, he said, well, that must have been a glitch. Well, I know all those years of having kidney stones wasn't a glitch, so I just kind of smiled at him and said, thank you. That was a victory for me because it was what I feel the alternative practices that actually resolved that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
I thought that was wonderful.
That
but a greater victory than that, was a man about my age who came into my school one day and said, I have renal cancer, and they tell me that I need to have it operated and taken out, and I don't want to do it. And I said, fine, what do you want to do? He said, I looked into the phone book, and I saw T-Side Body Systems, and I didn't know what the devil it was, but I knew I was supposed to be there. So I'm here. I said, well, if you're here, you're supposed to be here. You know, they say, when the student's ready, the teacher appears.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked together for 2 years, and he resolved his cancer.
Oh, that's great.
With no chemo, no radiation. Now, watch again, Robert. That was not the victory. The victory, the most impressive victory, was the look on his face when he was cancer-free. That's what I live for.
That's a real reward there. Boy, that's terrific. Well, why did you write the book? Does that make sense? I mean, obviously that ties into it.
Yeah. Again, I'll have to refer to Johnny's book. I believe it's chapter 22 and 23, where he was totally frustrated at one point because so many people that he ran into, he was giving information to about where he was and, you know, trying to help, trying to share other folks. And, you know, I did pretty much the same thing. And folks just, you know, it's totally frustrating when a person comes to you and said, I need your help because I hear you can help me. And then when you offer them help, they say, well, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, to digress just for a second, this is why Johnny took the pen name Johnny Delirious and made it the Delirious Cure.
Yes.
Because traditional thinkers were all the time ragging him and just giving him a rough edge about, oh, you didn't have hepatitis. Oh, you didn't heal yourself. Oh, you didn't. So now he says, well, I'm Johnny Delirious, you know. And the doctor that was criticizing him at one of his talks just sat down, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I can
nonetheless, he healed himself.
I can relate. I can totally relate to that. So I was in the same place he was, and I just kept thinking, Robert, I actually watch people die. People that I grew to know, watch them actually go to their grave, coming to me for help, but refusing to do what was so plain and simple, but not easy. Mm-hmm. And I just kept looking at that and saying to myself, does that make sense? Does that make sense? It just does not make sense. So I said, you know what, I need to write a book to ask just that question. Does that make sense? When people have an obstacle they need for success to be a part of their life. So it's really not what the obstacle is. It's not what the scenario is. It's what the process is to overcome any obstacle in your life and find success. See, success does not have any walls, no barriers. You can find success in eating, sleeping. You can find success in monetary achievement. You can find success in notoriety and anything. There is no boundary there. But one simple question you have to ask yourself, in order for me to find success, am I doing anything that makes sense? And that's what the book is about. It's a process that relates to any scenario as long as you don't change the process.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Can you tell us a little bit about how somebody can get in touch with you to set up a presentation for their business or a workshop or a seminar on location? Things like this?
Yes, Robert. It's fairly easy on the website for the show. Of course, we have my web address. They can hit me at that point. There's a contact page on the website, or they can use my email address, which is yangqichen, YANGQICHEN, at AOL.com.
Would you repeat that, please?
Sure.
Slowly.
Y-A. N G Q I C H E N at AOL.com.
Okay.
Or they can hit me on my telephone at the office at area code 609-518-9399.
Okay, very
good. And we'll be more than happy to come out and speak to any group anywhere.
I think it's terrific. Well, I really enjoyed your book. And we're talking today with Sherfu Jonathan Walker, the author of Does That Make Sense? Everyone's Guide to Personal Empowerment and Success. Now, you can get that at www.qissagebodysystems.org. Or you can call and order it, 609-518-9399. Dr. Walker, it's been a real pleasure.
The pleasure's been mine, Robert.
Thank you so much.
Thank you again for tuning in to The Delirious Cure with host Johnny Delirious. Please join us again next Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Live better this weekend and all next week with the information from today's program.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.